There were some beautiful sounds in Austin, Texas last week. That's where the South by Southwest Music Festival was held. Hundreds of bands from around the world performed, and there was, as usual, a party vibe to the whole affair. But as the world's Marco Werman tells us, Middle East politics added a sober note to the festivities.
A wide array of Israeli artists have been getting greater international attention in the past couple of years. Bands like Soliko, but it wasn't an easy outing for Israel's first cultural diplomatic presence at South by Southwest. When the delegation from Israel's consulate in New York arrived in Austin last week, relations between Israel and the U.S. had become as tense as they'd been in years. The announcement that Israel planned to build 1,600 new Jewish homes in East Jerusalem provided pro-Palestinian demonstrators in Austin with a rallying cry. And they brought that cry to the sidewalks of Austin last week. The marchers came with bullhorns, Che t-shirts, and placards. They marched in front of the club where the Israeli consulate was toasting the 8 Israeli artists at the festival. Some of the marchers compared the treatment of Palestinians in the Middle East today to blacks in South Africa decades ago. The demonstrators had a slogan suited for South by Southwest, "Ain't no party in apartheid." Narsi, one of the protesters, is with the Detroit-based hip-hop label Emergence.
We want the people of Palestine to be represented and for them to have an identification just like everybody else in the world does. So.
Meantime, upstairs at the Israeli reception, the party was rolling along just fine. Anat Gilead is Israel's consul to the U.S. for cultural affairs. She hardly seemed to notice the controversy.
We're doing culture here. We're focusing on music and the connections between people that music can bring. This is what we're here for.
Were you personally worried when you heard about the announcement of the construction of these new homes in East Jerusalem about the effect that it might have on Israel's first kind of presence, solid presence at South by Southwest?
No, we really, what's important here are the bands and what they bring with their talent and with their voices.
In Israel, when you breathe, it's political. And when you speak, it's definitely political.
That's A.R. Rob of the Israeli hip-hop group Soliko.
But for us, as a manifesto of music that we want to do, it's let's leave politics out.
One of A.R. Rob's bandmates in Soliko is Ronan Sabo. He said the protesters have it all wrong.
They don't know us personally. They don't know what we are about. They don't know that we are trying to do the opposite of any government or any occupation or establishment. We're trying to do music with people like Arabic MCs. We have Arabic singers, we have Arabic instruments, and, you know, it's funny that they demonstrate in front of us as if we were soldiers. We're just musicians, you know?
But, in fact, some pro-Palestinian demonstrators did know the work of Soliko and some of the other Israeli artists in Austin. Again, Emergence artist Narsi.
We have no problem with the artists. We're not here to boycott the artists, per se. We did research on the artists and checked their work out, and, you know, it's not necessarily anything against them, but the Israeli consulate represents the Israeli government, regardless. You know what I mean? So you can't really separate the two.
Hard feelings in Austin, a distant microcosm far from the Middle East. At least one can assume that both the pro-Palestinian protesters on the street and the Israeli artists in the club agreed with the sentiment of the Soliko track, Politrix.
Yeah, basically politics boils down to this, right?
What it boils down to?
Simple, it's like a get in where you fit in.
Oh, that's it.
Get in where you fit in. In other words, support those who can support you. That cynicism could resonate with both Israeli and Palestinian listeners. It would be one of the few sentiments both sides might actually share. For the world, I'm Marco Werman, Austin, Texas. Know someone else who know me, so the moment lasts. To the extent I know I control the path, but cross someone and the whole collapse. In a black hole where you blackball with no contacts. No contracts exist in vacuums. It's like walking around with a kick me tattoo. Fools give you the boot. Others think it's cute and follow suit. So best thing is follow the route.
And that report brings today's program to a close. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm David Barron. Join us again tomorrow for another Spin of the World.